20th parak of Shabbos Mishnah Dalad, some more laws which are relevant to mukzah and taking care of animals. Gozim Mitznei HaPetom. Petom is a calf which he's fattening up. So he has it in the place where he keeps his cows. You're allowed to, according to this, is all Rabbi Doitza's opinion. Rabbi Doitza held that you're allowed to clean it up so that clean up the mud or dirt that's over there, so it shouldn't disgust the animal and prevent him from eating his food. Masalkim l'stodim. If there's too much food over there, you're allowed to move it to the side also. You shouldn't overeat. Now you're ready, and not only is that you shouldn't overeat, but you're concerned that if he leaves the extra food there, he's gonna get dirty with his excrement of the droppings of this animal. So that's Rabbi Doitza's opinion, that it's permitting us to clean up this area and also to move the leftover fodder away from the animal. Chachamim oisrim. Chacham asa. So why do they asa? So the Gemara explains like this: if the area where the cow is an earthen area, there's no floor over there, so everybody reads also to clean up the floor because you're smoothing out the floor, which is a type of binyan. The discussion is if it wasn't just on the earthen floor, but there was a wooden floor or some other type of cleave that he was in, there was no problem of smoothing out the floor. So we make exegra, don't get rid of the filth over here because maybe you're going to do that in the earthen floor or not. The chacham do make exegra, and therefore you now let it clean up the leftover mud and earth that is over there, even though the mud and the earth are inside this cleat. The second thing is, the sakim is done, and the problem is, we're talking about the leftovers of the food that the animal ate, and it's already. Some of the saliva and things of the animal got mixed into this, and it's disgusting already, and therefore it doesn't have much of any use anymore, and therefore the Chum said you should not be metal it, because metal something has no use in Shabbos. You should not do it until the Shabbos. But it says noitim l'tnei beimah zu v'noitim l'tnei zu b'Shabbos. You can't take the leftovers of one animal and give it to another animal. The Gemara says it's only taking the leftovers of a donkey and giving it to a cow. So a cow will eat the leftovers of a donkey, the donkey won't eat the leftovers of a cow. The bottom line is, if you metabolize something that has no use, shalot v'sarach, it's also on Shabbos, but if it has a sarach to feed other animals, it's permitted.